We'll call the Conference Committee on the Operating Budget and Mental Health Appropriation Bills to order. It is 3:38. Joining me today are Senator Stedman, Senator Thomas, Representative Hawker, Representative Stoltz, and Representative Guerra. Today, we are meeting on HB 300 and 302 on the open items. We have been granted limited powers of free conference by both the Senate and the House. The items on today's agenda are as follows. The departments with open items will be taken up based on the motion sheets distributed to the members earlier today. And we're going to go down the list alphabetically, starting with the Department of Administration. Representative Hawker.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Administration's budget. Item 1, the Senate. Items 2 and 3, the House. Items 4, 5, and 6, the Senate. Item 7, the House. Items 8 and 9, the Senate.
Are there objections to the adoption of those? Seeing none, so ordered. This action closes all items in the Department of Administration. The Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Representative Hawker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development's budget. Item 1, the House minus $100,000. Items 2, 3, 4 are held open. Item 5, the House. Item 6, the Senate. Item 7, the Senate as an OTI. And for the record keeping, I will be referring to one-time items as OTIs. Items 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, the House.
Are there objections to any of those items? Seeing none, those items are adopted. That means in that department, the items 2, 3, and 4 will remain open. That brings us to the Department of Corrections. Representative Hawker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Corrections budget. Items 1, 2, and 3, the Senate. Items 4 through 33, related to travel, the Senate.
Are there objections to the adoption of those items? Seeing none, those items are adopted, and this action closes all conferenceable items on the Department of Corrections. This brings us to the Department of Education. Representative Hawker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Education and Early Development's budget. Item 1, the House. Items 2, 3, and 4, the Senate. Item 5, the House. Item 6, the Senate. Item 7, the House added to the numbers section in the amount of $960,000. Item 8 will be held open. Items 9 and 10, the Senate. Item 11, the House. And items 12 through 25, related to travel, the Senate.
Are there any objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. And the item 8 is held open in the Department of Education. That brings us to the Department of Environmental Conservation. Representative Hawker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Environmental Conservation's budget. Items 1 and 2, the House. Item 3, the Senate. Item 4, the Senate. Item 5, the Senate with the following edit. We are going to delete the words "through an increased surcharge rate and/or for non-taxable barrels of oil transported in the state." Items 6, 7, 8, and 9, the Senate.
Are there any objections to those items that relate to the Department of Environmental Conservation? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Environmental Conservation. We move on to the Department of Fish and Game. Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Fish and Games budget. Items 1 through 9, the Senate. Item 10, the Senate as an OTI.
Are there objections to that motion? Seeing no objections, that motion is adopted. This action also closes all conferenceable items in the Department of Fish and Game. Brings us to the Department of Health and Social Services.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Health and Social Services budget. Item 1, the Senate. Item 2, the Senate minus 100,000. Items 3, 4, 5, and 6, the Senate. Item 7, the Senate minus 100,000. Item 8, the Senate. Items 9 and 10 will be held open. Item 11, the Senate. Item 12, the House. Item 13 will be held open. Item 14, the Senate. Item 15, the House. Item 16, 17, and 18, the Senate. Item 19, the Senate minus 200,000 as an OTI. Items 20 and 21, the House. Item 22, the Senate. Item 23, the House. Item 24 will be held open. Items 25 and 26, the Senate. Items 27, 28, and 29, the House. Item 30, the Senate. Item 31, the House minus 100,000. Item 32, the Senate. Item 33, the House. Items 34, 35, 36, and 37, the Senate. Items 38 and 39, the House. Item 40 will remain open. Item 41, the House. Items 42, 43, and 44, the Senate.
Are there any objections to that motion?
Mr. Chair, can I just have 1 second?
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll stand at ease. Objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. And that leaves item 40 with CDVSA items 9, 10, 13, and 24 that are held open. That brings us to the Department of Law. Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee, I believe we're on Department of Labor.
Department of Labor, yes.
So, Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Labor and Workforce Development's budget. Item 1, the Senate. Items 2 and 3, the House. Items 4 and 5, the Senate. Item 6, the House. Item 7, the Senate minus 250,000. Item 8, the Senate.
Are there any objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. This action closes conferenceable items in the Department of Labor. The Department of Law, Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Law's budget. Items 1 through 8, the Senate. Item 9, the House. Item 10, the Senate. Items 11 and 12 will be held open. Item 13, the Senate.
Are there any objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. This leaves oil and gas items 11 and 12 that are open. That brings us to the Department of Natural Resources. Representative Hocker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Natural Resources budget. Item 1, the Senate. Item 2, 3, and 4 will be held open. Items 5, 6, and 7, the House. Items 8, 9, and 10, the Senate.
Are there objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. That oil and gas items 2, 3, and 4 will be held open in the Department of Natural Resources. That brings us to the Department of Public Safety. Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Public Safety's budget. Item 1, the Senate. Items 2 through 5 will be held open.
Are there objections to to that motion? Seeing none, that motion passes. That leaves items 2, 3, and 4 that relate to CDVSA will be held open.
And, Mr. Chairman, I would note that also would be number 5.
And 5.
Thank you, sir.
The Department of Revenue, Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, sir, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Revenue's budget. Item 1, the Senate. Item 2, 3, and 4, the House. Item 5, the Senate. Item 6 and 7, the House. Item 8, the Senate minus $150,000. Item 9, the House. Item 10 through 13 will be addressed in the oil and gas sheet at our next meeting.
Are there any objections to that motion, leaving items 10, 11, 12, and 13 open? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Going to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities budget. Items 1 will be held open. Items 2 and 3, the Senate. Item 4 will be held open. Items 5, 6, and 7, the Senate. Item 8, the House. Items 9, 10, and 11, the Senate. Item 12 will be held open. And items 13, 14, and 15, the Senate.
Are there any objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted, leaving items 1, 4, and 12 open for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. The University of Alaska, Representative Hocker. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following in the University of Alaska's budget. Item 1, the Senate. Item 2, the House. Item 3, the Senate as an OTI. Items 4, the Senate. Items 5 and 6, the Senate as an OTI. Items 7 and 8, the Senate. Item 9, the House, and items 10 through 52, the Senate. These all have to do with the 3% system-wide allocation for flexibility.
Is there any objection to that motion? Seeing none, those are adopted, and that closes out the university's budget. Alaska Court System, Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following in the Alaska Court System's budget. Items 1 and 2, the Senate. Item 3, the House. Items 4 and 5, the Senate. Items 6 and 7, the House. Items 8, 9, and 10, the Senate. Item 11, the House. Item 12, 13, and 14, the Senate. Item 15, the House. Items 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22, the Senate. Item 23, the House. Items 24 and 25, the Senate. Item 26, the House. Item 27, the Senate.
Are there objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. This action closes all compensable items in the Alaska court system. The legislature, Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following in the legislature's budget. Items 1, 2, 3, and 4, the Senate.
Are there objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. This action closes all conferenceable items for the legislature. Domestic violence and sexual assault initiatives, all items remain open. Oil and gas, all items remain open. That brings us to fund transfers. Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following fund transfers. Item 1, the Senate.
Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. This action closes conferenceable items on the fund transfers. The mental health capital budget, House Bill 302.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following in the mental health capital budget items in HB 302. Item 1, the Senate. Items 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, the House.
Is there objections to that motion? That motion is adopted. All conferenceable items to the mental health budget as recommended by to the legislature have all been adopted. Are there any comments that anyone wants to make at this time regarding any issues in the operating budget?
Mr. Chairman, could you call a brief Eddies?
Have a brief Eddies. The language for the intent on item 5, Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, to clarify the record, in the Department of Environmental Conservation, the motion on item 5 was to take the Senate with the following language edit, which is deleting the words through an increased surcharge rate and or a surcharge for non-taxable barrels of oil transported in the state.
So I'll just make that as a technical correction. And then there was one other item in corrections, item C7.
And Mr. Chairman, that would actually be in the courts.
Yeah.
And again, clarifying the amendment to line item 7 in the courts was to take what we did.
Maybe you can make that a motion.
And Mr. Chairman, items number 7 in the court, restating the motion, was to take item 7, the House, but removing the OTI classification.
Is there any objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Another brief Eddies.
Do you have a seat?